Blog Talk Radio. Upon the upright, there arise light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteousness. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He that giveth his affairs with discretion, surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. I have read to you Psalms 112, verses 1 through 6. May our Heavenly Father add a blessing and understanding in the reading of His Word. Let's go to a prayer right quick before we go into the lesson. Father, Please go into the hospital and heal all those people who are sick, as well as continue to heal those people who are sick that are not in the hospital. As well, I would like for you to provide shelter to those who are homeless, and giving me my health, as well as giving all of us sheep good health, sane mind, and prosperity. I thank you, my Father in heaven. And then I thank you for continuing to bless Detroit, Michigan with good weather. And please, Father, continue to keep natural disasters away from Michigan, as well as chemical disasters away from us, too. I pray this quick prayer in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Amen. Now, sheep, I know I'm not supposed to gossip, but I want to tell you about the talk that I heard on this talk radio yesterday. They were talking about this host and his guests were talking about an alternative to the Bible. Now, years ago, as a young child, I had heard that the days were going to come where we wouldn't have Bibles to read. And I ask you, Father, don't allow anyone to take my Bible away. I do not want that alternative Bible, because it's man-made. And what man-made way they have mistreated me, I don't want it. And I am just alerting the sheep who listens to my program that a man has come up with an alternative Bible to the King James Bible. And he's not talking about the good things that you have in this Bible. He is talking about other things and how you can control yourself and do this and that. But I need to understand and know what's in the Bible. And I'm reading and understanding now that this Bible is written exclusively for the children of Israel. And the man that has come along and written another Bible, they are, well, I'm just talking now. I'm thinking that they read the Bible and they have taken it away from us. They have not taken, but they're using the Bible and trying to read it to us and make us understand. Whereas God talking about an alternative, and it's going to happen whether I want it to or not. Usually what the white man wants to happen will happen. Just like this number 45, months of fence. This is your land, Father. Do you want the fence put up? If you want a fence put up, put a fence up. But you don't do that. You did not do that. You have not done that, what he wants done. Let me tell you who I am. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Zandra Harris, your host, and I will be reading to you from Leviticus chapter 26 and 18, where I left off. And I will be back tomorrow afternoon when the Sabbath begins to read lesson 27. Hopefully I will read as much as I can and read chapter 27 of Leviticus in your hearing. I hope that. So what I want you to do is read Exodus 20, verse 8, where you are to keep the Fourth Amendment, commandment. And our Father wants you children to keep the commandments. He gives you laws. Like it is just not still. You should have no other law, no other idol before you. You always will have our Father, the Hebrew God, is your God, and He is willing to accept you, even though you don't believe in Him, and you don't want to believe in Him. That's why you're getting that alternative Bible for yourselves, and many of you will probably die. Don't you know that in Isaiah chapter 5 and verse 14, it tells you that hell has enlarged itself and opened her mouth without measure, and the glory of the multitude and their and he that rejoices, you should not. Hell has opened its mouth. Remember, too, I want you to remember, sheep, Hosea 4, chapter 6, when it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee. Thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. And he has forgotten us children. Also, I want you to remember in 2 Timothy, verse 2 and 15, where it says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain is useless babbling, that they will increase unto more godliness. So that's what I want you to remember. Also, this other thing that I want you to remember too, and that is in Leviticus chapter 26, verse says 16 to 18 throughout, but I'm going to start reading above that. I think I'll start reading at chapter 16 because it tells you the truth about terror following us. And I do feel terror because the white man has caused that. Let me tell you what it reads here in Leviticus chapter 26, verse 16. Also will do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror. Consumption and the burning argument, the argue that shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of the heart. Now I have sorrow of the heart and my eyesight is fading now, but I'm doing better. I see better than I did about 2 months ago. That's because I have gone to the health food store as well as to the eye doctor, and he has told me that I have a cataract in each eye, and I told him I didn't want any medicine. He said for me to continue to do what I'm doing, and that's to go to the dollar store and get those reading glasses. I went last year to another doctor who gave me eyeglasses, but I couldn't see out of those either. So I'm doing what he told me to do, just to go, because I didn't want to take any medicine, go to the dollar store and continue to get those glasses and not take any medicine. And that's what I'm doing. He will cause sorrow of the heart, and ye shall sow, that is to plant, and your seed in vain. for your enemies shall eat. I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies. And that's happening true right now in the United States of America. They're killing up our black kids. That's because I have read in Ezra, and I tell you sheep to read Ezra chapter 9 and 2. You have the holy seed. And that's why they are afraid of you. And it takes five or six or two or three of them to jump on you and hold you down. And look at how they did this black man in New York, where he could not breathe. There were more than one holding him down and one had him a chokehold. He should have gone to jail, but he didn't. I think he got off free, as well as there was Sandra Bland, a girl going to get a job in Texas, stopped by this policeman who seemed to be uneducated, and Sandra was smart. She showed in the little tape that I saw of her, she was talking to him with sense. Why should this officer pull her over for no reason at all? And then because she could talk up for herself, he put her in jail. And then they said that she hung herself. I disagree with that. They murdered her in Texas. I used to be down there. Thank God I'm gone. I used to be closer down there when I lived in the South. Let me finish where it says, they that hate you shall reign over you, and he shall flee, and you shall flee none that pursueth you. That's true. And I want to, where it says that, he that hates you shall reign over you, I want to bring up a conversation that I saw about 3 weeks ago in Grand Saline, Texas. I saw it on PBS, where the show was called Man on Fire. But I say it was White Man on Fire. What this man did, he was a preacher, and he was trying to teach that he had been raised up wrong in his community, where there was virulent racism in the community, and he committed suicide. The racism was malicious as well as venomous. It was toxic. He says that all his life, his parents had taught him to hate black people, where he read in the Bible that he should not hate black people. And he did not want to tell his congregation what his parents had taught him. He wanted to tell them what was taught or said in the Bible. But many of them act as if they did not want to listen. Let me get to verse 18, where I stopped last week. Well, I stopped off on Tuesday. And if you will not yet for all this hearkenness unto me, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins. And hearken means to listen unto our Father in heaven. He says that he would punish us seven times more. And he did. We should not, our forefathers sinned and would not listen. And this is why we became slaves in America. That's right. They are trying to change the history books too, that says we were not slaves. We were brought over here. And that is a flat out lie. If you read in the book of, let me see, I think it's Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 68, where we were slaves and no one would buy us, because we were poor. We didn't have money to buy us back. But now we are reading the Bible and beginning to understand who we are. And I keep telling you, black folks, that we are not African American. We are the Hebrew children. We are the lost sheep. And that's who we are. Let me finish reading as much as I can and stop talking and saying my opinion. What I'm saying is truthful, and it's just my opinion. Let me go on. Chapter 18. And if you will not yet for all this hearken, means listen unto me, then I will punish you 7 times more for your sins, and I will break the pride of your power, and I will make your heaven as iron and your earth as brass, and your strength shall be spent in vain, for your land shall be your land shall not yield her increase, neither shall the trees of the land yield their fruits. And if you walk contrary means opposite unto me, I will not hearken. Again, hearken means listen. If you will not listen unto me, I will bring 7 times more plague upon you according to your sins. And we don't want any plagues or diseases. There is something now called AIDS that no one can seem to get rid of. They might be working on it, but I don't know. Verse 22, I will also send my wild beast among you, which shall rob you of your children and destroy your cattle and make you few in numbers. Your highways shall be desolate. Desolate means barren or bare. And if you will not be reformed by me, by these things, but will walk contrary, that's opposite unto me, then I will also walk contrary unto you and will punish you yet 7 times or more your sins, and I will bring a sword upon you and shall avenge the quarrel of my covenant. And when ye are gathered together within your cities, I will send pestilence. And pestilence, sheep, are diseases among you. We don't want diseases among us. Diseases are like an epidemic or a plague. We do not want that. And ye shall be delivered unto the land of your enemies. And we are in the land of our enemies. Look at how they talk down to us and say we can't have this and that when their people can enjoy the same things I want to enjoy, their people can enjoy, but they don't want me to enjoy. Verse 26, and when I have broken the staff of your bread, and 10 women shall bake your bread in one oven, and they shall deliver you your bread again by weight, and you shall eat it and not be satisfied. So you won't be filled. You still want some more. And if you will not for all this hearken, listen unto me, but walk contrary unto me, I will walk contrary unto you also in fury. And fury means anger and wrath. And I will even chasten you seven times. Chasten means to punish you seven times your sins. And chasten means to punish in as well as to scold you. And you shall eat the flesh of your sons, and the flesh of your daughters shall you eat. I hope not, I pray not. And I will destroy your high places and cut down your images and cast your carcasses upon carcasses of your idol. And a carcass is like a corpse or a dead body or a dead animal body or something that is dead. It's a corpse. And my soul shall abhor, that means to hate you. And I will make your cities waste and bring your sanctuary. A sanctuary is, sanctuaries are like a mosque or a church, a place where you have your meetings, unto desolation. And desolation means to be empty. And I will not smell the savor of your sweet odors. And the savor is the aroma of your sweet odors. I will bring your land into desolation and your enemies. If you don't know by now, I have told you who your enemies are, which dwell within shall be astonished at it. And I will scatter you among the heathen. And the heathen are people who do not believe in our Father's words. They are going to, like I told you earlier, they're going to write an alternative Bible. But you are welcome to continue to read this Bible. I urge you, sheep, as well as those of you who believe in my Father's words, to go and get you plenty of Bibles before they become extinct and the alternative Bible be the only ones that you may be able to get. And I will scatter you among the heathen. We have been scattered among the heathen. We are in Central America, South America, the island nations, Jamaica, Cuba, all those island nations, Spain, and all those. We have been scattered. And we'll draw out a sword to you. And your land shall be desolate. It will be waste. And your cities waste. Then shall the land enjoy her Sabbath as long as it lies desolate. And desolate means empty or waste. Or wasted. Even then shall the land rest and enjoy her Sabbath. As long as it lies desolate, again, that's waste or empty, it shall rest, because it did not rest in your Sabbath when ye dwelt upon them that are left alive of you. I will send a faintness into their hearts in the land of their enemies. And that's true. I have a faintness because I be saying, uh-oh, who else have they shot and killed now? Or who have they lied upon now and sending to jail? And the sound of a shaken leaf shall chase them, and they shall flee as fleeing from a sword. And they shall fall when none pursueth. Pursueth means to follow or chase after them, and they shall fall one upon another as if it were before a sword. When none pursueth them, again, pursueth means to follow or chase, and ye shall have no power to stand before your enemies. And that's true. We have no power to stand before our enemies. And ye shall perish among the heathen. And the heathen are those who don't believe in my Father's word. And the land of your enemies shall eat you up. And they that are left of you shall pine means to waste away in their iniquity. Iniquity, that means sin, in your enemy's land, and also your iniquities of their fathers shall they pine away. That means to, again, that means to waste away with them. If they shall confess their iniquity, their sins, and the sins of their fathers, the iniquities of their fathers, and their trespass. Trespasses means to break the law, which they trespass against me. Also, they have walked contrary unto me, and that I also have walked contrary unto them, and have brought them out of the land of their enemies. If then their uncircumcised heart be humble, and they then accept the punishment of their sin or of their iniquity, then I will remember the covenant with Jacob, and also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham, and I will remember, and I will remember the land. So the land that he is talking about is in Genesis chapter 15, the land of a certain part of Egypt and all the way to the Euphrates. That is our land. And those people in that land, read Revelations chapter 2 and 9, as well as Revelations 3 and 9. They are in our land and saying that it's theirs. But they know that the land belongs to us. They know that they are not supposed to be there. Verse 43. The land also shall be left of them, and shall enjoy her Sabbath while she lies desolate without. And desolate again is being waste or empty. And they shall accept of the punishment of their iniquity, their sin, because they despise my judgments, and because their soul abhors, that means to hate or despise my statute. Yet for all that, when they be in the land of their enemies, I will not cast them away, neither will I abhor, that means to hate them, to destroy them utterly, and to break my covenant with them, for I am their God. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Father. But I will, for their sake, remember the covenant of their ancestors, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt in sight of the heathen, that I might be their God. I am the Lord. These are the statutes and judgments and laws which the Lord made between him and the children of Israel in Mount Sinai by the hand of Moses. Now that is the reading of chapter 26. I have 9 minutes left, and I will get started reading to you. Well, maybe I won't. I'll read that come Friday, chapter 27. You read that as well. As well, I want you to go back over chapter 26 in case you do not understand my reading. And I am going to have a closing prayer right now. And then after that, I'm going to tell you something other than that. What I want you to know. Father in heaven, I want to thank you for your protection, even in the sleep, our sleep, from the evil one. Always protect us from Satan, the evil one, and his hates, as well as his imps, keeping us safe from him. In Yahweh's name, your son's name, excuse me, I had yet better known as Jesus. Amen. I'm having to belch sheep. Again, I want you to read James chapter 4 and 15. If it's the Lord will, I will be back tomorrow to read to you chapter 27, because the Bible tells us not to be anxious for nothing. And I am feeling anxious to read chapter 27 so that I can start reading to you Numbers, what the book of Numbers says. Now, I have not read Numbers to you before, but I have read it, certain parts of it for myself. And I want you sheep to know. Also, let me see. I want you to know that if I had not started reading the Bible, I have been going to church for many years, and I did not know that there were two groups of people made. Genesis chapter 1 and 26 and 27, and then further where he made, our father made Adam and Eve in the garden, for the Garden of Eden. Those two things I did not know, but I started. That's why I tell you to read your Bible. You will begin to know that yourself. There were two groups of people. Now, and then from my history class, I learned that there were Gargamel or Gilgamesh. He was from Mesopotamia. He wrote the book. He wrote a book thousands of years before Moses wrote this book, and before King James wrote this book. And now there's a man talking about he wants to write, or he has an alternative. I think his book will not be about our true God. It will be. It will not be like this King James Bible. It's important that you read it. And I also want you to know about the Anunnaki, who were said to have created a slave race. And guess who the slave race created was? Yep, you're right. The white man who has taken over and is in rule over us, where we are the ones, the black ones, have the right to see. We have the Holy See. They don't have the Holy See. We do. And this, and I want you to remember that the rest of God, they sacked the Romans in the spell Visigoths. They are the Western Germans. That's why they are. They, I don't know why they are over in Africa now, because Africa has a lot of things. And Jesus in Matthew chapter 2, and I think it starts around maybe. Let me turn my Bible there. I want you to read it in Matthew chapter 2, where the angel of God came to Joseph and told him to flee into Egypt into a certain place. Let me see. I have Matthew right now, chapter 2. And start reading. I would tell you to start reading from verse 13 down to 15 so that you can understand. He told to take the young child and his wife. He told Joseph to rise and take the young child and his wife and depart into Egypt where there are black babies. If Jesus Christ was a white baby, he would have stuck out like a sore thumb. And the guy, he's there now, would have found him, but he did not. Herod would not have found him and killed him. So that's what I want you to start reading, and reading for understanding. Father, open up eyes and ears like you have opened minds to understand that. When Joseph was asleep and he had a dream. And in Numbers 12 and 6, it tells you that our father comes to you in a dream and he makes himself known in a dream. Okay. Remember, sheep, that my father in heaven loves you. That's why I'm looking for another radio station to go to, because I'm tired of Father, hearing this person who is on Blog Talk
help
Radio
your children.
Laughing, ridiculous, and what I
don't hear, let them fall.
That person doesn't believe in what
by the side of the road.
Listen, I want you to go to Amazon
to love
and purchase
one another,
my fiction book.
That heaven might find a place in their heart.
Sandra, S-O-N-D-R-A.
Jesus.
That's your stuff.
In love. He won't let you down.
Remember,
and I know
to have salvation. He doesn't want you to go to hell. Hell makes it